Hello.
Yes, this is Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Hi. I'm just received my credit card bill or looked at my bank statement. Can you tell me what this charge is for 59 something?
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. Provide me with a little information. What's your zip code, ma'am?
I didn't hear what you said, hon.
What is your zip code?
33810. I noticed there was a phone number attached to the
What's your name, ma'am?
Julie. Last name is Rollheiser.
Ms. Rohrhauser, would you verify your address for me, please?
2312 Snowy Plover.
Continue.
Lakeland, Florida, 33810.
Yes, ma'am. So I've located a transaction here for you. I see we're on 6-4. You paid for a contest entry, and in the terms and conditions, it stated that they will charge you for the meal plan subscription.
Okay, hang on just a second because I'm bringing it up on my iPad here. Exactly what it says here.
I have to continue on, ma'am. What it is, I have to either continue on with this. The charge is a valid charge based on the fact that it was in your terms and conditions when you accept it with your card number, and as well as if you decide not to stay with it, I can offer you $20 to stay with the monthly rate if you like. The meal plan actually is an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. It includes meal
No, I
plans, ma'am.
never applied for that.
Yes, ma'am. When you accepted the terms and conditions, provided that they were read, it's telling you that it would automatically enroll you into that subscription a month, ma'am.
I don't want to enroll.
Okay, you're already
I'm
enrolled. What I can do, do you
for
want
one,
to do? I'm sorry.
sir. I don't but for one thing, I'm hard of hearing, and you're talking so fast, I'm not catching like every third, fourth word.
I
So
think
please, if you
it's fading
slow down
out.
for me,
No, ma'am, it's
understand.
not. No, ma'am, it's fading out because I'm catching every third word you're catching saying, and I can hear very well, but it's fading out. The phone has a shortage in it, but
I
I will
know
slow
because
down for you.
I am hard of hearing,
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I cannot understand when you're talking real fast. So
Okay.
please slow down and enunciate clearly so I can understand. But I have no idea what this 5989 is for, what I'm asking.
If you allow me to explain,
Okay.
when you entered your card number
Card number when?
to pay for that contest entry,
To pay for what?
the contest entry. You paid to enter to a contest to win. In your situation, you want to win the mixer.
Oh, so they charged me 50 something dollars?
That's part of the subscription membership for getting the mixer. They would like for you to become a member of this meal plan. They offering you that, and hopefully you'll become a member. You got a chance to win a contest. The membership is an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut
Okay.
sugar and carb cravings. It
Okay.
includes meal plans and recipe guides to eat better and feel better.
Okay.
It includes guides to making better food choices to supercharge your health, and it's a helpful daily food and lifestyle journey to keep you informed. You can create meal plans based on how many calories you want to consume a day.
Okay, well, I am not interested in the plan.
Now,
And I realized after I submitted that little thing for the mixer, it's like, boy, there's a sucker born every minute. I should have never, because I knew something was going to come of that.
What I can
so
do,
I'm
ma'am.
I'm asking you to off that 5989 charge.
No, what I can do, because that's a valid charge, what I can do, if you would like to stay with the program, I can reduce the rate down to $20 a month to stay with the program.
I don't want to join anything. I don't want anything for $20 a month. I want this $59.89 off of my credit card.
So what I can do, ma'am, the first thing you might want to do is cancel the membership so you won't have a reoccurring charge, because it is a reoccurring subscription. So the first thing you would like to do is be able to, you want me to cancel that, because it shows up each month if you don't. It's a $59.89.
Give me an idea how to.
I'm sorry, ma'am, what was that?
Give me the idea how to cancel.
I'm
Where
gonna,
do I call? What do I do to cancel this membership?
You know, I will cancel the membership here for you, right here. I'm going to give you a cancellation number, confirmation number, okay? So I'm canceling the membership. Going forward, you won't receive any additional charges. However, on your current charge of $59.89, I'm able to offer 75% of that back, which is $44.91, as a refund, ma'am.
I want the whole thing refunded.
So first thing first, well, so we won't get in, you hang up. So let me cancel this account first. Let me do that first. So that usually happens. We get back and forth about the $59.89, and it doesn't get canceled, and you get charged next month. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to cancel the membership, because you don't want that. So I'm gonna give I'm gonna give you a cancellation number for that. If you got something to write with.
Yes, I do. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Let me notate your account first. Customer called in. Does not want membership. Account. Cancel. Okay. So the account's canceled. So what I can do, ma'am, because it is a valid charge of the $59.89, like I said, I can do the 75% of that refund, which is $44.91 back on your card.
Were you going to give me the cancellation number?
Yes, ma'am, I can do that. That's C as in Charlie. 920-818-5581.
C as in Charlie. 920-818-581.
That's correct, Miss Rothheiser.
All
then,
associated. The contest to win a possible KitchenAid mixer.
Yeah, the app, we have many members that's members of that app, which is good. App, it just might not be for you, but we have lots of members that's members of it. Also, ma'am, make sure. Go ahead.
I just became a widow a month ago, mm-hmm. So I'm not interested in any programs, any apps, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, I read the reviews on this, and it's like they were all wonderful. And then after I did it, I got to thinking, I bet they scammed me by just putting good reviews so more people will go in and get suckered into this. And I'm going to tell you, I don't want the refund of $44.91. I want the refund of the whole amount.
Yes, ma'am. I understand, and I can truly understand that, but because it is a valid charge, and with me, I'm able to do the $41.91.
I will call the company myself, and it is not a valid charge because they roped me into believing that I was going to be eligible for this mixer. And now all of a sudden, it's app for the good eating, blah, 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 at 59 something a month. That's
so,
like you call that.
So here's.
I call that.
Yes, yeah. Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. If you allow me to finish explaining, ma'am. So what happens is, as a courtesy, I will do the $41.91. If you call your bank, the bank calls here. We get the calls here. Customer does not get money back because it's something you actually did. Bank refunds money when someone else had your card, charged something, or if you dispute something that someone else did. the first thing the bank asks us when they call, oh, they didn't cancel out of the trial period, or they didn't cancel or they didn't read the terms and conditions. So which makes it a valid charge. Now, as a courtesy here in the call center, because we understand that's what they do, because your bank will do that if someone else did it. But if you did it, you entered your card number and all that, okay? So as a courtesy, we just say, okay, we'll do 75% of it back to you, because if they call, they're going to call here, and it's going to be a valid charge, and then they're going to go back to you and say, you know, that's a card charge that you didn't cancel the terms and agreements on. Now, if someone has stole your card and did it, they will put it back for you. But you enter the card number. It was just a oversight of you not reading the terms and conditions. So this is why here we will offer the refund of 75% mail, as well as canceling the account.
Charged are the after you put the credit card number and stuff in?
I'm sorry, you faded out on me. What did you say?
Where in this are the terms and conditions?
So what happens? What happens is your charge, your card will not take unless it's accepted. It's one of those things. That's with anything. Your card won't go through or won't go forward or can't move forward to make the transaction unless the terms are accepted. Now, providing the terms were read or was not read, providing they were not read, no, you didn't see that. A lot of people, like some people, they'll call and say, who reads the terms and conditions? You know, they just check the box and keep moving, you know. Who has time to read all that? I mean, I get all kind of responses from people when they call. And but the card, ma'am,
that gets sucked in like this?
Ma'am?
Sir?
I'm sorry, what did
ma'am,
you say?
I'm
sorry.
Voice, so.
What did you say?
I said you find it, you can actually have your conscience clear knowing that people do that, and now you've skimmed off how many dollars. Where does this
no,
money
this
go
has
to?
This has nothing to do with my conscience, ma'am. I don't feel, I'm going to sleep well at night about this. It's not anything I'm doing to you personally, so no, it has nothing to do with my conscience at all. However, as a courtesy, we would like to, like I said, I ended the account for you, so you don't have any real current charges. So that would have been kind of hectic to have charges month after month and couldn't cancel that. The bank can't even do that for you, so we did that. As well as, like I said, to end it as a courtesy, because you're not going to get it back from the bank, I can offer the $44.91.
Off of the 55 or 59.
Yes, right? Yes, ma'am. So I'll refund $44.91 back to you.
Okay. What was the name of this company?
So this particular one is Bites Hub. It's called Bites Hub, BITESHUB, and you was paying to for a chance to win a mixer.
Okay. Give me the name of the app again, because I didn't buy something.
The app is hold on here, let me go back. That's on a different page. This one here, Bites Hub, it's not the hold on. Yeah, here we go. The app is called Evo Trainer.
What was that again?
Evo, EVOTRAINER.
Okay. Com or whatever. .com.
No, you just asked me the name of the site. Evo Trainer is the name of the site. So if you need assistance, well, this is a 855 number, 207-1119.
Yeah, whatever I dialed, I guess, but what's ever on the thing.
But it's a meal plan if you want to do that.
462-6897.
Well, they say here, the number here they have, they give customers this number, provide customers for assistance at 855-207-1119.
19.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, who... So is the company's name Evo Trainer? Is that who is collecting this money?
That's the company, yes. I mean, I don't make the transactions here myself, so I don't have that information for you as far as that, because we just handle the transactions here for you. But we have hundreds of members, though, in the Evo. Ma'am?
Might have hundreds of members, but how many hundreds of people got scammed out of the difference?
Well, it's actually not a scam. They offered you something, a chance to win something. They wanted you to join their membership, the meal plan subscription. And
okay, tell me where I can go to relook at this site where I joined this membership thing.
So that's the number I gave you. They provided for me to give to you if you need it further assistance.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to someone. I want to go on my computer here and go to the site where I registered for the supposed mixer.
Only you know that. See, I don't know whether you got the receipt from Costco, Home Depot, Verizon. We don't have that here. That's something you do.
No, it showed up on my iPad here.
So wherever that come from in your iPad, that's where you, because we don't have that. We don't have anything to do with you signing up for anything. We just handle the transactions after you've done them.
Okay. Okay. All right, well, then I guess credit me the $44.91.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on a second. Let me make sure that's done for you before you get off the phone.
Yeah.
Refund $44.91.
Give me a balance of what?
I think it's $14.98 or something like that. There wouldn't be a balance. That's what you would have. You got of the $59 you spent, you're getting $44 back. Okay, the order was successfully refunded, so that's done. And let me make sure the membership is canceled going forward. And
so the order was canceled, so the whole 59 whatever was canceled?
The reoccurring charge. I canceled because it's a reoccurring membership. So often people will call back saying, give me my money back, give me my money back. They don't ever think to cancel the membership. And it'll charge you again next month.
Okay, well, you canceled the membership.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
So I shouldn't charge at all because the membership is canceled.
No, ma'am. That's, as I said earlier, ma'am, that's going for any reoccurring charges. You've already been charged for June. When you did the transaction, you were charged. You will be charged again on July 4th or July 5th or whatever date they choose to do it if you do not cancel. It's a monthly subscription.
Okay. So you have definitely.
Ma'am?
You have definitely canceled my subscription.
Yes, ma'am. If you choose to call back here later, they can see that it was canceled at 7:39 on 6/8 by Bernadette. You also can see they would be able to see the refund was done at 7:38 on 6/8 by Bernadette. That's notated here to know. You can hang up and get any different agent 24/7 at any given time, and they'll be able to see what I just see now. I always check to see before I get off the phone to make sure it's done. So I see it myself, and anyone else call in and can see it themselves.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, like I say, I saw the posting, which said they were giving away mixers, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say it was for $2 and some odd cents.
Anywhere from $2 to $9 sometimes. Yes, ma'am.
Do what?
I said anywhere from $2.95 to $9.95, I believe.
Yeah, well, so why did I get charged the $59 if
that's
I only
what
was...
Ma'am, that's the promotion they offered. That's what was in the terms and conditions. That's the best way I can explain it. Netflix will say, hey, you can watch movies for 14 days. We won't charge you. But on the 15th day, they're going to charge you if you don't let them know you don't want it.
Right.
So it's a promotion. It's something. It's not a scam. The companies want to offer you something in order for you to become a member. But so often people are looking for something at no charge, free, or whatever the case, not saying you. that they don't understand, and they don't understand the fact that yes, they are offering you a gift, but they hopefully you would join their membership, and you don't have to. They don't tie your hands and make you join it. They just say, okay, you just have to let me know on some of them, like on Netflix, they'll say 14 days, but if you don't, on the 15th day, if you didn't tell Netflix I don't want to continue, they're going to bill you on the 15th day. And that's with a lot of things, ma'am. That it's not a scam. It's just what a customer wants, you know. And a lot of times the merchants are offering something, a welcoming gift for you to join their membership. And they would like to, that's the incentive for you to join. They wanted
I'd like to find this posting, see where it was telling me that I would, by signing this, I will have this membership. And it will be, you know, constant, blah, 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 until I cancel it.
Yeah, you're familiar with terms and agreements. And a lot of times I have done things myself, and I can't get my card to take. And then if you hadn't checked the box, and sometimes it's not a box, but if you haven't checked the box to say you don't want it, or if you don't check the box to say you agree to the terms, it won't take your card. That means nothing goes through. That means you won't get the mixer entry. You won't get the free gift. You won't get anything. But if you check the box, they're telling you this is the terms. But before you check the box, like people always say to me, who reads the terms and conditions like that, you know? So it's stated in there. Yes, ma'am. Okay, Miss Julie?
I was going to say, this has really put a crimp in my thing for mankind, because it's like, from now on, I won't enter anything, because to me, they're all for your, and most, like you say, most people don't bother to read it.
So well, here's the thing. I'm sorry to cut you off, but here's the thing. It's not that don't enter for anything, because there are some good incentives, but you just got to be what's mindful for you. A lot of times, people are not spending the money just to give you something for nothing.
Okay. All right, so when will this... 44,
it's 91. typically 3 to 5 business days. It depends on your bank.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well.
Anything else I can do for you, Miss Julie?
I don't think so. Let me ask you just a personal question.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Are you calling from the United States?
Am I what now?
Calling in the United States.
It's cutting out on me. I heard the United States part, but am I what now?
Are you in the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. Because I expect stuff like this from foreign countries that, you know, kind of get in.
No, it's legit. It's legit. You know, it's just, yes, ma'am. But thanks for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful evening, okay?
You too. And like I say, I'll look for this refund of $44.91. For sure as hell read the fine print on stuff now, because I only want...
Right. Yes, ma'am. And a lot of times it's not even fine print. It's the same font as everything else. It's just a matter of reading it, you know. So.
Yeah. And I guess another one is, if it's too good to be true, chances are it's not good.
Well, if you think about it, it might not be a good fit for you, but think about it this way, Miss Julia. They did offer you the app. A lot of people that are struggling with their health situation, they like that app. They like to be able to log their stuff. They like to be able to cut their sugar and their carb cravings. They like to be able to have a daily journal log. They like to be able to do all that. They like the concept of having that digital app on their phone. It might not be something for you, but there's a lot of people that actually like that. And they pay $59 for a month for that membership to track their foods, to track what they eat, when they eat, how they eat it, and how many calories it burns. I have one with Weight Watchers now, and they charge me $69 a month. Same concept.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well.
Thank you for calling. Yes, ma'am. Have a wonderful evening. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.